welcome to Straight Talk with Dr. Waldo on 880 AM The Biz. Dr. Waldo and his guests bring you valuable information. Here's your host, Dr. Waldo.
Hello and welcome to Straight Talk. This is Dr. Waldo and you're listening to the voice of the Prosperity Revolution. Thank you for joining us every weekday at 11 a.m. here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's only business network and part of the Wall Street Business Network and Bloomberg News affiliate. If you are not in South Florida, you can stream us on iHeartRadio or tune in around the world. And we have a very exciting show today. We will be talking later on with Barbara Flersch. Barbara Flersch is an author and also collaborates with the Grantsmanship Center. And a lot of valuable information is going to come your way on how to seek and get grant money and be successful at it, because it's a daunting task oftentimes. And when you have the opportunity to listen to experts on how it can be done, then it doesn't seem all that difficult. It does take work. Anything that's meaningful in life takes work and dedication, and you should do it with loving mindfulness, and that'll give you better results still. Now, something interesting is that Barbara's going to give us some information on an event that's coming to town. So these resources are going to be right here in our own backyard. Make sure you stay tuned for the rest of the show. It's going to be very, very interesting. We're going to welcome Barbara Flersch. Barbara Flersch is a collaborator of the Grantsmanship Center and also an author. And she has recently updated and expanded the book Grantsmanship: Program Planning and Proposal Writing. Listen, even the title of the book states it clearly: proposal writing, not grant writing. You hear the term grant writing a lot. Let's listen to Barbara and see what she can share with us regarding these topics. Barbara, I want to welcome you to Straight Talk with Dr. Waldo. Thank you for your time and for joining us.
Thanks so much, Dr. Waldo. I'm really glad to be here. I think our topic is really relevant to prosperity and making the world better.
I agree, and that's why I'm so grateful. And I know you do a lot of this in your life. Actually, your life is pretty much guided towards helping others advance and helping others with causes that will help many individuals in our community and abroad even. And this is why I find it fascinating, especially being a terrain where we, when we think we want to go there, a lot of us, and we realize what it takes, and the fact that we're not knowledgeable in the lingo is highly confusing. We just, I don't know, I closed that chapter and just continue doing what I'm doing and just totally disregarded. It's
well,
a bit of a fear factor.
You know, because it seems so complicated and sort of fearful. Some people do close down that avenue of support, and then other times people move forward but become frustrated because since they don't really understand the world they're walking into, they don't know how to the rules of the road. They don't know how to get the funding they need to do their work. So my job as a professional for the past 30-some years has been all about getting grant funding for really good causes, teaching about getting grant funding, writing about it. I'm a regular contributor to the nonprofit Times, in addition to the author of the new book. And so I'm very passionate about it because the Grantsmanship Center, I'm the executive director, views grantsmanship as what we define as a code of ethics and a set of skills and a philosophy that when you practice them together, they can bring about positive social change. And so we reach out to all of those who come to us to help them focus on the purpose of grants. Grants are a means to an end, and that end is always the betterment of the community or the constituency that they're serving.
And that
I have a lot of passion for it,
I can hear that.
Information.
I can hear that, Barbara, and that's something I value tremendously. You can only do your best work when you're passionate about the work you're doing, and that right there is a clear indicator that I'm certain you've helped many, many individuals. Here's something I'd like to bring to the audience's attention. Oftentimes, people think of grants as just free money lying around that I can take and then use as I see fit. And the reality is that grant money is intended to the betterment and advancement of the community at large. And part of what your program does is help people guide themselves accordingly to make sure, you know, when you get free money and you said you were going to use it for X, Y, or Z, you want to make sure you use it for X, Y, or Z. And that's something that I think is highly valuable to learn. Something else that I kind of took in from other conversations we've had is that you help individuals define the difference between grant thinking and grant writing. And I'd like to come back, if you can stay with us for this break, I'd like to come back and discuss this a little bit further, if that's possible.
That would be great, Waldo.
Thank you very much. So don't go away. Stay tuned for more Straight Talk. We're having a great show today, and we're joined by Barbara Flersch from the Grantmanship Center. She's also an author and regular contributor to the Nonprofit Times and sharing valuable information regarding a grant proposal writing. Barbara, again, thank you for joining us, and thank you for sticking around for the break as well. Are we? Do we have Barbara on the line? I can't hear Barbara.
Oh, yes, you do. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Dr. Waldo, thank you. Very glad to be here.
That's the beauty of live radio. It gets exciting at moments, but we're good. We're good. We were talking before we went on break, Barbara, about two things, planning for better utilization of funding. In other words, not only keeping it productive, but also keeping it within the legal parameters that are established, and also thinking grant thinking versus grant writing, setting the proper mental framework to go seek those funds. What can you share with us on these
what
topics?
I'd really like to encourage grant seekers to do is think both proactively and strategically. And when you think about social change, those are two words that really ought to always be applied, proactive and strategic. And so what we say to organizations is, you don't sit around and say, we need some money, let's go look for a funder. What you do is you very methodically assess your community's needs, the needs of your constituents, engage your community in that assessment, decide what needs to happen, decide what would make a difference for the community. And once you've got all that lined up, and only then are you ready to really talk about grant funding. Because if you don't have a plan, you don't have anything to write about, and you certainly don't have anything to talk to a funder about.
Right, right. So it set an example of sorts. If you want to help a rural agricultural community that's producing a lot of food, has a lot of livestock, perhaps a food bank might not be where you want to put your money. They don't most likely have any food issues. You might want to create a technical school that's missing in that community where individuals could be taught, I don't know, mechanics for tractors. I'm just throwing something out there. Is this the type of framework you're suggesting?
Yes, that's exactly right. For example, in that situation, If there was an acknowledged need within that community for something different, some better job opportunities, some more production of the crops or so forth, then the thing to do would be for your organization, if its mission was in that direction, would be to gather people together and say, let's talk about this as a group and let's decide what really would work for us and what we need. And then also, we very much encourage collaboration and partnerships with other organizations in the community. So, for example, if you were to be working on the project you mentioned, you would probably want to engage the educational community or the funding of the banks or the Chamber of Commerce, that sort of thing.
Beautiful. That sounds very interesting.
And the other thing about grant thinking is, and being proactive, is that we encourage people to learn about funders that would be a good match for their program and that would be good partners for what it is they're trying to accomplish, and then begin building relationships with those funders and learning about those funders, so that when you're ready to seek grant funding, you know where to go. So It's about not sort of sitting around passively and saying, oh, there's an opportunity. What could I do with it?
Right.
You're much more proactive in the community and also concurrently proactive with building relationships with funders.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. And here a question comes to mind. How or do you, I know you collaborate with the individuals that might be seeking some funding for their projects, but do you also work with funders? Because you know what, oftentimes I think there's a rift in both the funders and the fundees, or between them, I should say. And how do you help the funders also understand the fundees? For instance, I'm thinking if somebody dumps a huge chunk of cash on my lap, I might want to do something for the community. And I myself wouldn't know, in turn, how to get that money out there productively. Does the Grantmanship Center also address funders' needs?
We do, actually. We work with funders in a number of different ways. I mean, one thing that speaks to the quality of our training programs and publications is that funders support us in providing those materials. And so they've actually come to us and say, we want to support you to go out and provide this information to nonprofits. But besides, we partner with funders to build the capacity of nonprofits and to build the communication between the nonprofits and the funders. But we also sometimes work with funders directly, where we actually train them to write application guidelines that are going to be understandable and that will produce the best results in terms of the proposals that they'll get. I've actually designed a proposal review process, an application guideline process for one national funder. And so whenever we get a chance, we do trainings for funders, or we help them work with guidelines, and then we always work with them to try to be a liaison of communication between the nonprofits and the funders. And when I say funders, in this instance, I'm primarily talking about foundations and private funders. I mean, I've worked quite a bit with federal government funders and so forth, but there's quite a difference between private funders, being foundations and corporations, and public funders, being state, local, national government.
Right, right. No, I can understand that, but I'm also understanding very clearly, and I want to reiterate this to our audience, that you actually bring the funders and the fundees into a collaborative, prosperous environment for both sides. In other words, well, collaborative, prosperous environment needs to be for both sides. If not, there's not true prosperity. So that's something very good. I'd like to ask you, first of all, there is an event going to happen that's going to be happening here in South Florida at the end of August, right?
Yes, August the 25th through the 28th. The Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce is partnering with EcoTech Vision to bring our 5-day grantsmanship training program to Miami. So it's going to be held at the EcoTech site, and the Chamber of Commerce is bringing it to the community, which we're really glad. So it's August 25th through 28th, and the Grantsmanship Center website, you can just Google Grantsmanship Center, and you'll find us, or TGCI.com. That's where you can get more information on it or register. Or you can call people at our office. I can give you an 800 number.
Beautiful.
That would
yes.
be good. Or they can just Google it.
Oh, you can. If you have it at hand, we'll go ahead and share it right here. As a matter of fact, the website and a YouTube clip is on my Facebook page, Straight Talk with Dr. Waldo. I posted it there, and also on 880 AM, The Biz, so you can check it out there as well and learn a little bit more about it. If you have the 800 number at hand, that would be great. We'll go ahead and share
it. It's 1-800-421-9512.
800-421-9512. The Grantmanship Center website is tgci.com. Check it out. It's a unique opportunity here in South Florida, and I urge everyone that has the time to please invest it. It's a great investment, especially if you're seeking to get support with grant money for your community projects. Yes, you were going to ask Barbara. Sorry.
You had I'm sorry to interrupt. You had asked me earlier when we had a conversation about did we have documentation of sort of the effectiveness of this training of
yes,
the result.
I did, and I was about to ask you that again, so thank you for bringing it up before.
So, you know, what brought it to mind was you had asked me about how we work with funders. And there's a group of funders in the Los Angeles area who have sponsored our five-day grantsmanship training program for Los Angeles area nonprofits. In other words, they've paid the fee for those nonprofits for over 8 years, about lots of people. We've have an ongoing evaluation by an independent contractor who's supported by the foundations, including the Annenberg Foundation, the California Community Foundation, and Dwight Stewart Youth Fund, and quite a number of others. So far, we've evaluated 8 years, and that's 740 people in 29 classes. And so of all those people, we do pre-post tests in terms of knowledge and skills, and consistently they have knowledge gains and skill gains of 50%, which is big.
Yes, it
is. And the other thing is that we do a six-month follow-up survey, telephone survey with all of those people, and we got 252 responses, which is actually very good statistically.
It is.
85.8% of those respondents had submitted proposals since they attended the training. The average number they submitted was just a little bit over 7, and the average number they received was just a little bit over 3. But the big thing is that the average amount of dollars each had been awarded was $162,728.
Barbara, would you mind hanging on for the break? That I have a hard break coming up, but I want to come back to close with these numbers, if I may.
That would be great.
Thank you very much. Barbara, again, thank you for being with us here today on Straight Talk and sharing all this valuable information.
I'm glad to be here, Dr. Waldo.
And before we went on break, you were mentioning, you were giving us some stats on success rates. Let's call this. And by the way, I guess it's safe to assume that the fact that you have these stats is not guaranteeing that anybody's going to, accomplish exactly the same things.
No, it's never a guarantee that people will, walk out of our training and immediately win grant funding. But our statistics prove that the training equips people to do that more successfully and shows that a lot of people are having excellent, pretty immediate results.
So you were mentioning that at 6 months follow-up, 85% of the individuals that had attended the course or have attended the course in the different graduating classes, in 29 graduating classes, had applied or written up proposals for grants.
That's correct.
Okay. And out of this, you mentioned a figure of $162,000. How many of these grant proposals actually, or this 85% in general, derived an average of $162,000?
That's right. Each of the 85% averaged that much each.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Total amount for that those people was $16,598,255. So that was an average of $162,728 per person. But that's an average, meaning some got less and some got a lot more. But the point is that that's a very good percentage of return after 6 months.
It is. It is indeed by any stretch of the imagination. If most businesses that start up had these numbers in their balance sheets, we'd be sitting in gold buildings. So this is something very good.
One of my main points that I hope people hear is that when you learn grantsmanship and being proactive and always putting your mission and the needs of the community first, it sounds pretty high-minded, and it is, because it really does produce positive change, which is why I'm passionate about it. But when you do it correctly, it's so much benefits the community. It benefits those organizations, those nonprofits that are working so hard to help the community, and it also does result in more grant funding. So we say we don't chase grant dollars. We chase outcomes on behalf of the community.
I find that to be a beautiful statement. This is what this space is for. It's making it truly prosperous and making every effort people put out there truly prosperous. And that means bringing everyone into the equation. And I'm getting a clear understanding that the Grantsmanship Center is solidly based on these principles. So I want to thank you very much, Barbara. And again, I want to mention this event coming up from August 25 through 28th will give you the opportunity to learn firsthand the strategies, techniques, get the tools and resources you need to go out and learn how to write and actually write effective grant proposals. It's brought to you by, of course, the Grantsmanship Center and Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce. It will be conducted in partnership with EcoTech Vision here in Miami, August 25th through the 28th. And you can learn more about this and register at 800-421-9512. That's 800-421-9512 or at the Grantsmanship website, tgci.com. I will post this on Twitter at the end of the show for everyone out there to be able to take it if you don't have what to write with. If you're driving, don't write. I'm going to post it. At Dr. Waldo Radio will be the Twitter link to go to. Thank you very much, Barbara. I wish you all the best and to look forward to future interactions here on Straight Talk.
Dr. Waldo, thanks a lot. I really enjoyed talking with you and your audience and appreciate it.
Congratulations for the work you do, ma'am, and for the Grantsmanship Center as well. They do a beautiful job to help the community, and it's been ongoing for what, 40 years now?
For over 40 years.
Over 40 years. So there you go. That's already time-tested and proven. Thank you, and continue the good work, and thank you for your time, ma'am. All the best, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.